Today in the epistle, St. Paul speaks about what I would call the fecundity of the gospel. And the word fecund comes from the Latin word for fruitful. That the gospel is to be fruitful. And just as when land is rightly tended and has the right environmental influences will produce fruitfully, so to those whose lives are rooted in the soil of grace will be fecund Christians. And in today's epistle, St. Paul speaks about two characteristics of such fecundity: cheerfulness and charity. Cheerfulness and charity. St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver. And I think that's an interesting choice of words, that God loves a cheerful giver. There are many things that we love in our life, and those things that we love the most are those things that in some way most touch our hearts and in a sense reflect who we are. And the reason why God loves cheerful givers is that at the very essence of who God is this cheerfulness. Now in Greek, the word for cheer or cheerfulness is the word hilaros, from which we get the English word hilarious or hilarity. And so we could say that God loves a hilarious giver. He loves those people who in their lives are so experiencing and sharing in the generosity of God that their way of life becomes infectious. Now think about hilarity. When do you laugh the deepest? When do you laugh the loudest? When it sort of grabs you right in the core of your being, and then it flows over and you just cannot stop. And I know that in my life, those times that I have laughed the hardest is when I have laughed with others. There's something about being together, and one person might start laughing, and then another starts laughing, and then the third and the fourth, and before you know it, you just cannot stop. And that's the thing about hilarity. That's the thing about cheerfulness. Think about a person with a grudging disposition. Not only does that kind of grumpiness influence others, it also has a way of influencing themselves. They just feel grumpy all the time. Conversely, think about someone who has a cheerful disposition, who is seeking to cultivate and grow in that kind of hilarity. And I know in my life, some mornings, I just want to be grumpy. That's what I'm feeling. It takes a particular intentionality to say, no, I'm not going to give in to being grumpy. I'm going to choose cheerfulness. And when we learn to live with this kind of character, and we intentionally practice hilarity, it has a way of coming back on the one who gives such cheerfulness in a positive way. In the reading that we had from the psalm, the influence and the effects of such cheerfulness is beautifully expressed when the psalmist observes, "For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firm, trusting in the Lord. His heart is steady. He will not be afraid until he sees the desire on his adversaries. He has distributed freely. He has given to the poor. His righteousness will endure forever, and his horn will be exalted." Now, in the Bible, there are various ways to talk about a horn. But one of the ways in which the Bible speaks about a horn is that it is a symbol for authority. It is a symbol for power. And so when the psalmist says his horn will be exalted, what is the authority of a cheerful giver? It's a person who has a steady heart. The horn, the authority of a cheerful giver, is someone who gives freely to the poor. Well, today the church invites us to remember one of God's hilarious saints. Today we are invited to remember St. Lawrence, The year was 258, and the emperor was anything but cheerful. He was, like, super grumpy. His name was Valerian, and he was beginning a massive persecution of the church. He issued an edict saying that every bishop, every priest, every deacon was to be killed, and that the imperial treasury was going to confiscate the money and the possession of the Christians. Well, in light of this news, Pope Sixtus II quickly ordained a young Spanish theologian, Lawrence, and he became the Archdeacon of Rome. And he was given the important responsibility of taking care of the church's riches. It was his responsibility to facilitate the outreach to the poor. The Pope sensed that his own days were numbered, and so he said to Lawrence, "I want you to protect the treasury." It was August the 6th, 258. Valerian captured Pope Sixtus while he was celebrating the liturgy, and he had him beheaded. Afterwards, he had his sights on Lawrence, and he said to him, "I'm going to give you 3 days, and I want you to bring to me the riches of the church." Well, for the next 3 days, what did Lawrence do? He got to work. He sold the church's vessels. He sold other riches of the church, and he gave the money to the widows, to the sick. He distributed the church's property to the poor. And then on the 10th of August, the emperor said, "Come here, Lawrence, and bring with you the church's riches." As Lawrence entered the palace, there he gestured to the door, and the door opened, and behind him streamed in the poor, the crippled, the blind, the suffering people. And he had the cheerfulness to say to this grumpy emperor, "Here are the church's riches." Well, unsurprisingly, the act of defiance did not impress the emperor. Valerian ordered his death by grilling on a rack. Hundreds of years later, Lawrence is still remembered for his final jest. While being barbecued alive, he quipped to his executioners, "I'm well done. Turn me over." Talk about hilarity. Talk about a cheerful giver. May the spirit and prayers of St. Lawrence inspire us this day to remember that God does love cheerful givers. And I know in my life, and maybe you do too, you need the prayers of someone like a St. Lawrence, so that this cheerful charity will increasingly be our way of life and will allow us here at St. Peter's to evermore become a community marked by gracious fecundity. St. Lawrence, pray for us.